real food around here. Should have brought my bow. Should have got a little squirrel or something. That's okay, Dave. Don't record my announcement. This thing. Okay. Why are you in? You're in standard tune?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, are we ready to go, Dave? Okay. For those of you who don't know who I am, I'm Bob Butler, and I guess my role here is a presenter. I help jog Clyde's memory. He knows a lot of tunes, more than I can think of right now, and maybe Bruce or Mike can think of some if I get stuck. And this is Clyde Davenport. He's from Monticello, Kentucky, Wayne County. That's sort of the south central part of Kentucky along the Tennessee border. And he grew up about 16 miles outside of Blue Hole Holler. His father was a fiddle player. One of his brothers that I can think of was definitely a fiddle player. And some of the tunes that we're going to try to keep centered on today are going to be some of the solo style pieces that aren't necessarily suitable to accompaniment. And if you don't know about it, if there's any left, there may be a few records of Clyde's record on the county label left over at the Augusta store. And I'd also at this time like to take the opportunity to mention that I also did a tape of solo tunes from Missouri and Kentucky that's also at sale at the Augusta store. So that's enough of the selling. We get to some tunes. People are mad for tunes at Augusta. And I hope Clyde can provide a few that you haven't heard before. Where do you want to start? You got something in mind? Play that one we don't know the name of. Huh? That one we don't know the name of? Or is that too hard? Well, we don't know it. Okay, yeah. Okay, this is one that Clyde just played the other day, I think 2 days ago. We don't happen to know the name of it. It's definitely one of the solo tunes, though. This is one called Flatwoods.
lip.
Well, how about Blackfoot?
Blackfoot.
This one's called Blackfoot. This next one's called Old Aunt Jenny with Her Nightcap On, one of the about five or six different ones. And apparently she was popular. Tune in Grinnell, Iowa, from a man by the name of Bert Anderson. For some reason or another, he didn't get the true name of it, so Clyde just calls this Bert Anderson's tune.
Puzzled looks on people's faces there. That was in the key of C.
This next tune is, this is one of Clyde's hot tunes for me this week. I never heard him play it before. A couple times I've asked him on visits. It didn't come to him, but it just came to him this week. I'd like him to play it now. I'm getting sort of warmed up here a little bit. It's called New Broom, and that's all I know about it.
Me too. I can't play it.
This is called Peas in the Pot. It's really an old, it's just a song, really. I'm not sure. Did your daddy play this, Clyde?
Yeah.
And Clyde's just going to play it.
County
east of Clyde's area was in the last 40 or 50 years was carved out and called McCreary County. A few years ago, a man put out a record by the name of Visits, and on it was a fellow by the name of Delbert Hughes, and he was originally from McCreary County, and he played a tune called Rattle Down the Acorns. Clyde's going to play a tune that he calls Rattle Down the Acorns, and there's no relationship, none whatsoever, between the two tunes except the title. But that this is within 50 miles of each other. This is another one of them, kind of one of the lost rhythm pieces. It's you really have to sit and listen to this thing quite a long time to try to learn it. At least I sure did. It's called. It's got a funny name. It's called Iowa Center. Sounds kind of a strange title for a Southern Kentucky tune.
guess I'd get over it.
Well,
need practice. You know.
Ain't played it all week, have you?
It don't make no difference. This name, I'll try. I'll give it.
Trying to give it.
Well, does Todd ever play in cross tune?
Well, we're gonna do one more here, and I think we're gonna go there. Okay.
Just curious.
How much time do we have, by the way?
Oh, about another hour. It's 2:30.
Oh, okay. You're fine. We don't really have another hour. We're gonna try one more in normal tuning, then we're gonna start changing around a little bit. This is called one of the 4 or 5 or 10 or 15 different tunes I've heard called Boating Up the Sandy or Boating Up Sandy. And Clyde's is, it's a nice one in G, if I remember rightly.
If I can play it, yeah.
Forks of Sandy. Well, the Sandy River's a long way away from where Clyde is, really. You want to run that E string down a little for